This spicy episode of WTF Landia Radio Show is not brought to you by DL Chicken Shack, but if you know it's good for you and you've got a high tolerance for heat, then you'll want to check out the Down Low Chicken Shack on Commercial Drive in Vancouver. You, my friends, can thank me later. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTF Landia radio show, folks. It is your girl, Char Michelle. I hope that you are well. I hope that you are well. Well, and that I could not be more non-ironic and jokingly. So, I mean, this is a true sentiment. I hope that you are well. And that is because that audio there is a soundbite of, well, it's a hospital in Beijing that is bubbling over. And I'm looking at the audio, or the visual of that audio, and I can tell you one thing. There is more people in the lobby of a hospital than I can count. I'm not necessarily witnessing the duress on the faces of these people, but I can tell you what, because it's just a video of the large surroundings of the hospital, the larger, grander scheme of things. But I can tell you what, there are too many people to count in this here video. And you and I both know that when we go to check ourselves in the hospital, not only do we not want a long wait, that's for sure. Now this looks like this actually looks like an airport. It looks like an airport and or transport out of the city for a holiday, for Christmas perhaps. But from what I gather, it is not, and it is a hospital waiting room. And it looks like we might be in for the long haul, people. There's a new virus that they're discussing that's going around China as well as India. Because I just typed in new virus. I just typed in new illness, respiratory. I just typed in new illness. And it gave me options when I typed that. Is it India, China, upper respiratory virus, and it just kind of said that, and there was more, but I just clicked on China because that was what I had seen the video of. And I tell you what, guys, all that to say, this looks like we might be walking back into something that was very reminiscent of almost 4 years ago. And if I just said 4 years ago and you don't know what I'm talking about, it's because we're probably still in it. You're still in Corona. I kept one child of mine out of school today because he couldn't taste anything. I thought, uh-oh, here he goes. We have Corona. That hasn't gone anywhere, has it? He's all right. He's all right. He just couldn't taste. He rested. He ate some chicken wings. He got some soup. Got some spicy stuff in him to burn it out. He seems just fine. Wants to go to soccer today? I won't let him because he needs to just rest it off. But here's the thing, is that coronavirus looked just like this at the beginning of it. And we do realize that, yes, this we're leaving the fall behind. We're almost at winter. Winter is budding up as we speak. It's getting colder outside. It's getting, you know, more sniffly, we'll just say. And, you know, people are rubbing elbows into public transportation, just getting around the city, you know. And it's perhaps one of those things where people are going to definitely catch cold. And this one looks like it's not making people feel comfortable enough to stay at home and deal with it. Now, I don't know that if that's because they are in a shortage again of certain medicines and virus treatment medicines or what. But they might have the Chinese people, the population, considering that the government tried to do the right thing by keeping them indoors. And then again, the Chinese government might say, hey, we might shut the doors and tell people to resume back to the crib like they did before they nearly stormed the prime minister there. They might take those measures again. If it looks like that to me looks like scary. It looks like here we go, going through the same things. Here we go again. If you know who that is, if you know, you know. Don't want to know the same thing. Ooh, here we go again. That's what it looks like. It's looking like here we go again. And I'm also got to say that for whatever reason, we have to indulge in this little bit of information too, to understand just what this might mean in correlation to the viral load that we might receive. Let's listen to this soundbite, and then I'm going to go and try to connect the dots. You know how WTF Land Your Radio Show is. You get in, you talk about it, you go around, talk about some other things, connect the dots, and then we leave with gentle ears and a little less fright. Oh, hold that thought. Welcome to WTF Landia Halftime Show. Press pause and go ahead and grab your favorite snack and your most tasty drink, and we'll meet you back here in just a few.
Past 24 hours, as a municipal water authority was just hit by an Iranian-backed cyber group, and they have confirmed that they are responsible for this particular hit. Now, also articles coming out in the past 24 hours, Senator Cotton is saying that massive retaliation by the United States against Iran is needed to stop these hits against the U.S., our assets, our troops. And also, this comes, as I've let you know in the past couple weeks, that we've heard from the FBI, the U.S. officials, they're holding their breath for Iranian cyber attacks against the United States. And now we have just seen this come to fruition in the past 24 hours. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you the latest on this, get you caught up on everything. And as you guys know, all these articles are cited in the description. This coming out in the past 24 hours, confirming this attack against a municipal water agency in the U.S. by an Iranian cyber group. And let me know, First of all,
an Iranian-backed cyber group can spam our water system? Is that what I just heard? This according to Steve Ram 3 on Instagram News. And that was on 11/26/2023. Steve Ram. Thanks for that news, Steve Ram. I had no idea. And all these things, of course, are allegedly, you know, WTF Landia, right? Radio shows allegedly. And allegedly, I'd like for you to think for yourselves and research these things on behalf of the same kind of research I'm doing. It's not that difficult. The news is out there. The information is out there. You just got to turn off your mainstream media and look for it. Okay. This world is getting weirder by the minute. Yeah, just when you think you're chilling. I thought I was chilling. I thought I got off to a good fighting Monday start. Got some meetings out of the way. Some serious conversations that needed to be happened. In this meeting, I got asked, oh, you don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race? No, I don't. And for those of you who do, I'm certain that it's a lovely show for you to watch in your own eyes because you're watching it. However, me, I don't watch it. That's not to say anything because I don't watch a lot of shows that I may have watched in the past because it's not fueling my spirit with the good food that I need, which is the good news, which is Jesus. So if it's not fueling me with Jesus, I'm not watching it. Okay. I used to love to watch horror movies. I'm not watching them anymore because why? I've just turned over a new leaf. So no, it's not normal for us to watch stuff like RuPaul's Drag Race, and definitely not for the younger members of my family. So it was just a little perplexing. That's another conversation for another time as it builds, as it grows in the conversation battlefield. We will come back to this. But anyways, I thought, you know, that was an interesting meeting. I didn't leave with much resolve. So again, that will just need to carry the conversation needs to be further. But in regards to what our children are, if you missed that broadcast, look at the broadcast just before this one, the podcast broadcast just before this one. And then you can hear about what I was discussing in there in regards to what our children are intaking at school. And then you can get all the goods from there. But anyways, back to easy Monday. See, for most part, I like to have Mondays. Mondays are allowing me to get things out of the way. Most people do dread Mondays. I welcome Mondays. I just know once we get over Monday, it's dang near Friday. So that's my outlook on how I do my weeks. But that's neither here nor there, because here we are with the Iranian-backed, you know, cyber group attacking our water system, which makes me think, I'm not so sure about that. One, what do? You just push a button, and then what does it do? It releases some stuff it shouldn't release. Why would it be down there anyway? What are you doing? What are you talking about? It makes me think, are these groups somehow in cahoots with a bigger organization that many... There's one collective organization that many people are partners with, and that's the World Economic Forum. So it makes me want to start researching. Do any of these partners, are they all in partnership? Because if so, then it would connect the dots a little closer. Look at the WEF partners list. And then do your research and we'll go from there. That's a separate episode that we'll discuss the depths of that partner's list. But in this one, I'm just going to go and say, go to wefforum.org, wefforum.org. And then you can look and see what the partners are. And if you see names, you can search names, you can search businesses, companies, and you can say, is this group and somehow in the same partnership with the U.S. water system that it's attacked? And then you can see if there's a bigger picture involved, because that's where my mind is right now, because I have trust issues and they need to be resolved. And it doesn't look like we're closer to resolving those issues, because it looks like a lot of partners are in partnership with things that I'm not getting down with to get down with. You know, I'm very, very, very bourgeoisie when it comes to my spiritual bandwidth, and it's Jesus or it's nothing. And that's just me. Personally, because I realize that right now there's so much dark and evil. It's reminding me of the times that I've read about in the story of Noah, or even in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, or even when Moses had to lead, you know, the Israelites out. There was a lot of chaos and stuff happening, and it reminds me of something that I'm looking at now from what I've read. So I'm going to go ahead and cover myself with the cloak of Jesus, and then try to stay away from things that don't really matter to me, you know? I want people to be safe. I want all of humanity to know that Jesus died for our sins and loves all of us equally. That God sent, God loves us all equally. That's why he sent Jesus to die for us. So I want to get that point across very clear. And that's my opinion. And everybody's entitled to their own opinions too. I'm not that, it's not my job to come and tell you what's right and wrong. That would be goofy. I don't have enough time in the minutes in the day to tell you to do, to get right. I can just only suggest it, and you can just suggest that I mind my business, and I will go ahead and do that. Because I just love, I love everybody enough to say that this is my belief, and I believe that if you follow Yeshua HaMashiach, who is AKA Jesus Christ, then you will have eternity in heaven. And that's where I start and end. And then I just move along and just talk about what I'm looking at in the news or what I'm dealing with in the day. Because this is a podcast, by the way, and we should feel so inclined to learn and grow together and respect each other's opinions, right? No one's right, no one's wrong, only except for the Lord. And so I question whether the water system being hit by an Iranian cyber group is a little questionable. Just, you know, as a whole, so it sounds like it's a, could be a little bit questionable. And I want to know more about why this is a thing. Right? So I have in the recent, you know, couple of months, September, October, November, have noticed there's a lot of waterway working, even out in front of my home, right? They've been digging holes. They have certain groups, a universal group. I've just taken a note of certain groups that are doing these digging. And they, one guy, I said, okay, hi. So what's going on here? And did you know what he said? He said, we're looking for any contaminations in your water. I said, oh, really? And he says, well, we haven't found any yet, so it's fine. Not yet. He said, as a matter of fact, you know, we haven't found any yet, so. And, but they worked on it for a good 7 days. And they kind of were conspicuous. They weren't conspicuous, but they weren't, like, you know, working for the city. They were working for a group, a universal group. So it was a global effort. It was a universal group. That's the name of it, universal group, along with a couple of other names that I can maybe link. But you need to do some research on that too. So what were they doing? Were they setting up a funnel of whatever to funnel things into your water? Watch your waterways. Boil your water, people. Because, yes, respiratory illnesses happen during this time of year. But if it's raging, people who would have otherwise just, you know, battled it out at home. And if it's forcing them like cattle to the hospital, like I'm seeing here. Then there's a problem, people. Boil your water. Don't drink it. Because if, in fact, an Iranian-backed cyber group can release spam our water, which is like, I don't know, release contaminants in our water, then that may be, that may be a deep concern that we should all really, really lean into understanding more about. Because what could they release? What button can you actually push that would contaminate our water further? And for you to say you're looking for something and to be working on it that long and you haven't found anything, what do you look? How long does it take to test some water and find something or not find something and cover up the hole and keep it pushing? They was putting pipes and stuff up under this water, y'all. Like, what is really good? I'm serious. So, if a global outbreak of respiratory illness does in fact take over, maybe consider that you heard it here first over the coming weeks. And again, not that these respiratory illnesses are something that's, you know, out of the ordinary, because they do happen. But at that rate, which I looked at in that video, as many people as rushing to that particular hospital in Beijing, China, this looks a little different. It looks like we might be stuck in a crib again. It looks like, you know, it looks like population control might do its thizzle. COVID-19 did not do it. In fact, after COVID-19 become the earth became the most populated it's ever been. God laughs at the plans of man. God's gonna do it. God's gonna do. Let's keep it a buck. My God is an awesome God. He reigns. Okay? Forever. And I'm just gonna go ahead and know that is a phys act. All right? So, you know, just this is our Monday madness section of our WTF Landia radio show, which we'll probably do more often now because it's becoming mad these days. We're going to do some Monday Madness podcast broadcast in the coming weeks and months because it'll get us through our winters. The winters are getting dark. Why not be able to pop on a good Monday Madness podcast throughout the week? Don't worry about the things that's going on, even if it does look a little sketchy out there. And things start to get weird. One, don't worry. Have faith. Because, you know, it is what it is anyway. And two, seek out the Lord. Seek God, okay? I'm never going to not say that because we have to end our podcast knowing that Jesus is King and He loves you. And He does not want to see you fail. I don't care what the world is telling you. You're not the God of yourself. You can't even control a diarrhea fart if you get too drunk. So you're not God. Don't give yourself that kind of pressure, okay? But you certainly can seek God where He may be found. Okay? And that is through His Son Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. If you believe in Him, you will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. And heaven awaits. Later.
By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinion, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.